like right now, all the podcasts, they, when you first start, you just, they just start, you know. Some of them get like practice in, which is good, which we just did. We did a lot of practice, but yeah, this is our first podcast, y'all. Woo-hoo. So anyways, I'm gonna do that. Try to do this the right way, professional way. We'll get better in time. But welcome to Alofa Lava. Malolele, aloha. Any other words you guys know how to say in hello? You know, Pacific Islands.
Malo soifu.
Well, we, I just said aloha. But that's good too. Malo soifu too, you know.
Yeah. Hola. Wait.
Hola. ¿Cómo está? Well, that's too much. It's just hello. But what's that? What's it? You did a lot of work, huh? And for like Japanese interpreters. Even though I doubt there's going to be any Japanese listening to this podcast.
This is Japanese? Your field?
Hang hao.
No? It was Chinese.
Konnichiwa. Chinese. Hi.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao and konnichiwa.
What's ni hao mean?
Konnichiwa is what you're saying.
Konnichiwa. To all my Chinese?
No, Japanese.
What's Chinese?
Ni hao.
Ni hao. The reason I say ni hao is because I got part, little
ni hao
part.
Ni hao kai lan.
No, I got a little part Chinese. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, my on my dad's side, my dad was quarter. He had a quarter Chinese. His mom was half Chinese. So that makes me like 1/8 or something like that.
More or less.
Welcome to the Growing Slow Mowing Podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Henry Willie. I'll just put it out there because, you know, there's only going to be like two people, you know, watching or listening to this podcast. If it grows, it grows, you know, just like the name of the podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, as I also go by, a.k.a. Hen Dog, a.k.a. Uncle Hen.
In the building.
A.K.A. Malo, Big Papi. A.K.A. Hey, I'm going to tell you just true story, too. Hey, I'm trying to see if you guys can figure out who called me this. He said, Big O's. And you would never guess who called me Big O's. Football player. Big time hint. NFL. He was a part of the worst play call in Super Bowl history.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch. Beast mode.
Ding
no
dong.
Way. No
yeah.
way.
Beast mode.
Yeah, yeah. He went down to his store in downtown Seattle. Yeah, he wanted to go get a
I'm 6'4". Right now I'm 6'4", 200.
Wow.
285, I think.
But he wasn't
there.
In the mood to yeah. sign, and so Henry went up to him. He just turned around and just looked up, and he was like, "What's up,
Big O?" No. I'll tell you the whole story. That's right. I'll tell you the whole story. Hey, Marshawn Lynch, if you ever watch this podcast, I love you, man. You did a lot for our community out here in the Pacific Northwest. But yeah, I'll tell you that story later. But I'm gonna just go back to you know, if you to all our two listeners to this podcast or watchers, if Welcome. You want to watch this, we got a YouTube page. I'll tell you the story if you guys really want to hear it. You know, you just got to comment and subscribe, rate and comment on iTunes if you can to help support this channel. So anyways, this is our first podcast, but we just want to be real organic and true to our Samoan community. And to you know, anybody who can relate to our stories, over here in the studio, which is our own apartment, because this is as real as we can get, because not too many of us Samoans have the money to go to a studio or are balling out of control like that. To be like, oh yeah, I have a studio in my, you know, whatever mansion. Even though I do know some people which are truly blessed that, you know, have the ability to, you know, to open a door and that's their studio. And there's a lot of Usos Samoans out there that are, you know, putting in hard work and, you know, building studios and stuff like that.
Yeah, making,
shout out to them. Big old shout out. Making good music too.
Oh yeah.
Entrepreneurs. you know.
Very much.
They're just trying to, they're in the hustle, you know, they're in the hustle. And that's part of what this podcast is about, you know, growing Samoan, you know, how we all grew up as Samoans and how we are now, you know, growing up in a later age, especially myself, and how I've been growing my knowledge in all things life, in health, and most of all, finances.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh. What? What happened to finances? Hun, she is the best, you know, Fa'a Samoan speaking co-host on this table. I got, right, fellas? Right?
Hey, amen.
Right? So, so, you know, even though she looks, you know, Palangi.
She can translate.
She speaks it fluently. You know, she was born on the rock.
She knows how to do fails.
You know, she's
she knows how to tell you how to do fails.
She hey, knows, I learned from y'all.
She knows how to throw the sleeper. She know how to sasa you and the kids when they get out.
I don't think that's something we need to broadcast.
But yeah, welcome.
I beat my kids.
Welcome.
Thoroughly.
Welcome to. If you're watching the YouTube channel, go to the YouTube channel. It's called Growing Samoan. And you can see us if you want to see us. There's a lot of people who like video. And there's a lot of people who like audio. So we put best of both worlds out there for you guys to enjoy. To my right, I have a young man who's just amazing with knowledge. I didn't even expect this from this guy. He's just like, he has a lot of passion in him and very, very well matured for people his age, you know. And, you know, we got to give it up for my man Paulo right here. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, give it for Paulo.
I can't wait to meet him.
And then to his right, we have my beautiful and lovely wife. I don't know what you want to go by. This is the first, but she's going to introduce her name, but she's the love of my life. She's so beautiful, and the reason why I fell in love with her is for her intelligence. I love you, baby.
I think my husband's overdoing
it. I love you.
But
you love me?
I think I'd rather go by Tala.
So she goes by Tala, y'all. So give it up for Tala.
Hey, Tala.
Tala for Janet.
Spirit
fingers. You know, why don't you speak a couple words in our native tongue so they know that you do speak Samoan fluently? Because if they look at you, they'd probably be like, "Nah, she ain't no Samoan. She look."
How about just talofolava?
Oh, that's perfect. Okay,
plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then over there at the end of the table, we have another brilliant young man.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. My prodigy DJ OMG. So this young man is also the brother of Paulo, and both of them have had an interesting upbringing. The talks I've had with them about their father, you know, condolences, who has passed away. When did Pops pass away again?
November 27th.
What year?
2016.
So check it out, y'all.
It'll be 3 years.
Yeah, this is the very first episode of Growing Samoan, and we just throwing it out there, you know. The day today is Father's Day.
Yes, it
today is.
Is
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, I love you. Thanks.
Father's Day. Thanks, guys.
And to all the fathers out there, you know that are listening to the two guys that are listening to this podcast. If you're a dad, happy Father's Day. But yeah, you know, I've been there before. My pops, you know, rest in peace, rest in love, passed away back in 2003 from diabetes. And I've been through a lot, you know, with watching my dad and his health and all kinds of stuff, you know. Dialysis and stuff like that. If you know anything about diabetes, especially in our Samoan community, you know what I'm talking about when we talk about diabetes, dialysis, high blood, you know, high sugar and all that, you know, high blood pressure and all
very
that
common
stuff. And that's another part of you know, what we're gonna get down and talk about on here. The, you know, even though it's mostly finances, personal finance is what, you know, talk about also personal development, you know, and that the word personal is exactly what it is, you know, is what you are living, your personal health, your personal finance. But I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that health and finances, you know, are the key to a good life, happy life. But we don't talk about finances as much as we talk about health, you know?
Yep.
I truly believe that, like, well, I mean, you know, the old folks,
I remember, yeah,
always talk about, hey, how you guys doing? You know, you know, ele caca, fuck, right? Is that the saying?
It's usually like the first thing that when you guys meet is, how are you?
Yeah.
You know, wamay oy.
Wamay oy.
You know, and be like, you know, either it's magwia or like kaka alfa.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's okay. Typically what the elders usually respond to, you know.
And you had to explain that to me, and I was like, man. I was like, damn. You know? But, like, that's all about health issues. Like, but they turned it around into, like, hey, I'm still here, you know, still breathing. I don't know if it's like they did that because of the, or it's just a saying that just got catchy to them, or is it really because seeing their loved ones passing away? And,
well, yeah. I mean, you have to think about it. It's like if you ask them, they're not gonna say like I'm living the best life or my finances are in order or you know,
just to make, you know,
to make conversation,
normalized conversation,
kind of like somebody's ask you like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh, I'm great, you know, or.
No, you can't play on my phone.
Yeah, usually it's I'm great or I'm good. In the Samoan culture, it's
that was my son, by the way.
Refer to their health.
That was our son.
Makes sense.
Oh,
that's our son.
The youngest.
This is what you're gonna get. You listen to the Growing Samoan podcast,
no filters.
And you watch it. Ain't no filters.
It's organic.
It's organic. It's raw. This is real talk. And my kids are gonna be running around. Daddy, can I pay your phone? I'm be like, no. You got 3 iPads, Xbox One. All what you want to play on? You got a computer, laptop, this, that. No, stop bothering us on our podcast.
It's the first one.
He doesn't have a phone.
That's true.
But this is not seriously though, people. You know, that can relate to us, all my fellow Polynesians, Samoan people, and all you Pacific Islanders. I'm going to bring it home to you guys real quick of why, you know, we're doing this. You know, there he is. That's my son right there.
Yeah.
That's one of them. So I'm bringing this home saying that we're doing this podcast because there's really a small handful of us in the podcast space, and there I know there's some out there. Was it you that was telling me that there's, I think it was my boy, one of my good friends told me about, there was another Uso down in California who has a similar podcast talking about like what I was talking to him like, hey, I'm doing this podcast. He's like, yeah, there's another Uso down there, blah blah blah, but I can't find him.
I think it was probably someone.
I went on like the major podcast stations, and big shout out to For the Cultures. For the Cultures, they got a podcast out in the Bay Area, and their podcast is about awareness of what they call it, queers. They call themselves, you know,
LGBTQ.
Well, yeah, you know. Homosexuals, lesbians, and their awareness in the Samoan community. And big shout out to them. You know, I've been listening to them, and just because I'm trying to get a feel for the podcast space in our community, and they're doing big things. You know, they're reaching out. They know some people too that I knew too. And I was just like, because originally, you know, my family came from San Francisco, California. But now we are here in the Pacific Northwest. I was raised in San Francisco for about 7 years of my childhood, but been up and down from Carson, California, to the Bay Area, and then now to the Pacific Northwest, the whole Puget Sound area. Shout out to 206-253 Tacoma. It's in Seattle, you know. But yeah, what was I saying about the podcast? Why are we here? The space. It's the space. Yeah. So there's not really any Samoans talking about what I truly love, and I truly believe that we need to talk about and teach our children, and not only our children, ourselves, which is about finances, personal finance, you know, the stuff that schools don't teach us, the stuff that our parents, you know, don't teach us. And not because they don't, because probably they didn't know nothing about either. You know, my parents, both of them, first generation, came from the islands, came from the rock, back in, I believe, the 60s or 70s. I'm not sure, but somewhere around that, the early time. And, you know, not knowing about finances is a harsh struggle, not only for our Samoan people, but for a lot of other Polynesians, or right. Pacific Islanders in general, or any Islanders, and anybody else who can relate. You know, they didn't have that same, you know, teachings or whatever. So that's why this podcast was really a big time dream of mine after recently getting hip to the word financial education. So if I say, yo, Paulo, yo, what's your definition of financial education? What would you tell me?
In my personal opinion with financial education, it's having the basic necessities of how to budget your day-to-day lifestyles. And, you know, according to that is how your lifestyle will be, you mm-hmm. know, because unfortunately in today's society, it's based off of how much you make, not how much you're worth. And the great thing about capitalism is, you know, you could create your worth in you know, the you know, whether it's entrepreneurship.
Wait. Let's go back to the word capitalism, because we're not trying to jump too ahead of the game for a lot of listeners, for our two listeners. Remember, there's two of them.
Sorry.
So, but the word capitalism has a lot to deal with personal finance. And if you two listeners are listening and you're like, capitalism, oh, I don't even know the word. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we're doing this podcast, right? Because we all should know what capitalism is. But just give them a definition of what capitalism is.
You know, being able to, you know, have the ability to have competition, you know, and not be controlled by the government in one significant way, where one person holds a monopoly. And, you know, many people are familiar with the term monopoly, the game. And
yo,
I know, shout out to Monopoly.
Monopoly.
That's actually the first, you know, teaching that most people have is, you know,
right here,
right there,
right here. 1981.
Right.
Monopoly. Yeah.
Get it, play it today, because that is definitely something that would further that education. But yes, for me personally, with understanding capitalism is understanding American society, because it all starts from, you know, anti-communist acts, and, you know, we fought to
preach it.
we fought to be able to give ourselves the freedom of free enterprise, which allows us all to you know, create our own worth instead of working a job that tells us, hey, you're worth $18.95, you know, you're worth $15 an hour, maybe, if you work hard enough. That's my cousin Mossy right there. He's very handsome dude.
You're going in deep. You're going in deep. So I don't want to.
I'm sorry.
That's why. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we are Samoan. This is what you know, financial education and personal finance, and just, you know, educating yourself can lead you up to. And damn, there's so many. There are so many Samoan, you know, young adults like you, my friend, Mauso, and they're out there, man. Y'all out there. You guys are out there, and being so intelligent. You want to say your age if you don't mind?
Currently, I'm 24.
24 years old. Young, I mean. Look, when I was 24, I can't even say the half of the word capitalism, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just amazed, you know. That's why I was like, man, I got to have you on my podcast. Because, you know, you got, when we talk, we talk. And I was just, you know, amazed at your age. And I was just like, damn, you're so ahead, you know? And we need more young Samoans like you, you know, to be ahead of the game.
I mean, in my personal opinion, there has to be something that sparks the interest.
Yeah.
Tipping point.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
That's what I call it.
It's a tipping point yeah. in life.
That's a good way to put it, too.
Yeah. The tipping point. That's what we call it, yeah. Oh, speaking of, before you start getting all, you know, nerdy student on the world. No, but I really appreciate you and, you know, your intelligence. Because, yes, we are Samoan people. Yes.
But we're going to need that intelligence, and we're going to pick apart at it so that way.
Get down to the podcast number 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was my question for you? It was
capitalism.
No, before that.
The tipping. What was your tipping?
No, before that. Before capitalism, I asked you personal finance.
Personal finance.
Yes. So we got into. I asked you, you know, what's your personal finance?
Oh, what is financial education?
What was the definition of financial education to him?
And what it meant to him.
Yeah. And my friends. This guy is super advanced.
I was on a tangent.
He was about to make a run for the moon with that one question.
That would win you the presidential election.
Hey, Oos, this is the first podcast.
Layman's
I need 2 hours.
Take it easy.
I'm sorry. Let me go back to it. And for financial education.
No, I love it. Keep going.
In my personal opinion, it's a... you know, having the basic necessities of knowing what a budget is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's plain and simple.
Budget is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's way more than that.
Right.
But this guy, if he keeps going on and on, this podcast will go on.
I'm gonna lose you.
Yeah. You're gonna lose everybody because you are like, you know, an iRobot. No, I'm just joking. Oos, the personal finance is a part of budgeting too, and that's the reason why I wanted to do this podcast too, is because whatever we talk about on here, whether it's us, our guests, hopefully it helps out our two listeners that they can learn something from it and help them out in their life. That's the main goal. That's my main goal. I said, you know what? I told my lovely wife, I said, man, I just want to help people, you know? How can I help people? All I do is talk about, you know, money and health. And money not in a bad way. That's another thing we're going to talk about. But, you know, because when you talk about money, first thing pops out is like, you know, everybody start cringing.
Right.
Because they don't want you to know their finances, like whether it's good or bad.
Just or they don't want.
It's taboo.
Or the Samoan people, it's like, oh, you got money?
Samoan people, it's taboo. And
it's
then
taboo,
we go,
and it's like, oh.
We go as far as where we make it look like we have money, right? You know.
You went to the casino, but you didn't cover for your falafel.
Right.
What's more important, your falafel or your rent?
Yeah.
Real talk, though, you know. Personal finance. This is what we talk about on this podcast.
If I could ask, what is everyone's definition of financial education?
All right, let's go down the line. So I asked you about what's financial education. So let's go down the line. Your turn.
My turn?
Yeah. What's your definition of financial education?
A lot of the financial education that I've learned has been from you.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
What's that again?
So.
Hold on, hold on. You're not wearing slippers, right? We can see your feet. Oh, she's wearing slippers. Don't throw it at me. Don't do it. You're on camera.
Don't listen to my husband. He's stupid right now.
Bob and weave.
But it's true. Whatever financial education and everything that involves it, I learned from Henry. And it's basically because my husband's a saver and I am a spender.
Yeah, that's what
and
it
that's
is.
The on that's facts.
That's what it is.
That's balance.
Right.
That's what
right.
it is.
Total opposites.
There's a lot of you know, couples married or just boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know.
And finances are the right, are pretty much the number one thing that destroys marriages. So. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Man, when we talked about that when we got married. And then, you know, we always talk, when you talk to your spouse, you talk about stuff that you never talk to, you know.
Yeah.
You can't talk to the homies
about it. No. And you, can't, you know. You can't hide it from each other. That's part of being, whether you're a married couple or even just boyfriend and girlfriend and living together.
I think I heard it from you.
Can't hide it. Finances are.
I think I heard from you, Ben, when you were like, the number one cause of divorce is financial or something like that.
It's
and
money.
This before I got financially educated.
Yeah, it's finances.
Yeah, and I was like, true. I was like, yeah. And I was like, damn, that's the statistic, though. That's
that
the
is,
real.
That,
I was like, damn, because you would never
do,
think.
Yeah, I right, did the research.
That'll be it.
Yeah.
You know, unless you heard it, you know. Mm-hmm. Because then it's like, then it hits home like, damn.
Yeah. Most people would say like infidelity was one thing.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, it'll probably,
it's a factor.
Yeah.
It's a factor, but the number one cause is
finances.
Because one spouse can hide one and never let the other one know.
Right.
And by the time it goes down, it's too late. It's what's been done is done, and then it can wreck a marriage.
That's why I think finances and then like, adultery,
you know, and then infidelity and so
because,
on and so forth, you know.
You know, when the, you know, the woman spends the credit card and
right.
he's like, man, forget this, I'm about to go.
Right.
I'm about to call my side chick. What is a
honey, I'm wearing a slipper.
But then you're thinking,
yo, no, look, I'm from I ain't old, but I'm from the old school, my old school. What's up with this side chick stuff, though? I don't know nothing about that. You know, back in the day, I don't know. They called it being a player. We were like, oh, you player. And now it's like, but then, like, you see, like,
that's
the social media,
you're
like,
you're not committed.
It's natural to, like, if you're
not,
in that.
You're not committed.
If you're in that class.
It's
right?
a committee.
We ain't mm-hmm. talking about, like, if you're in that lower class, meaning money-wise, financial class, you're in a struggle life. But they always talk about, yeah, I got my side chick. I don't think it's a Samoan thing, though. Maybe a Maoli thing.
No, but...
It's just influence.
You know, I'm not trying to, you know, say anything against my fellow Maolis. Man, I love them to death.
I feel like it's a general term for any male.
It's crazy, though, because I was raised in that generator, and I just...
Well, the only reason they say they have a side chick is because they're committed to something. When you're a player, you ain't committed to
no,
nothing.
No, but check this out. But check this out. Look, no, but I think that
don't
goes back
player,
to ancient
game,
history.
Because
you know everything about the kings and queens and all that history. And they all had side chicks.
Well, they had mistresses.
Mistresses.
Yes.
Let's use the right term for it. The mistresses.
So that's a
that is because they were married.
So is that the homies can't say, yo, I'm about to go check out my mistress.
I mean, it's too obvious.
It don't sound right, huh?
It don't sound
mistress.
Right.
I gotta go check out my side chick.
They need
sound better, huh? Side chick.
They need code names.
Yeah. I gotta go check out my mistress. Yeah, that ain't working. All right, I just answered my own question. Okay,
but that was my answer to that was my answer to financial education, which was originally your question. Is pretty much everything you've taught has been about finances, and
at least
it's basically
but everything I taught, but you got to relay it, translate it in your own words. Like,
no, I know, and that's why I was saying you're the saver and I am a spender. Uh-huh. So in being financially educated is learning about how to save how to not overspend and how to budget your life and learning about budgeting, learning about paying your bills.
Yeah.
And then if you have play money, you have play money.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Work hard, play hard.
Mullo.
But that to me is fine. And I'm still learning. Yeah. It's a never budgeting, ending. It's never ending. You're going to be learning everything.
Because when you budget, you'll have some play money.
Yeah.
You have your own play money, you know, because we're only human, right? You can go hard and save hard, you know, to reach that goal that you want to get to, because, you know, you just want to get out of the 9-to-5 and all that.
Yeah.
But you were only human.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? But we're not robots, yeah. So you're going to have to have some play money.
But that's part of your budgeting.
You're bound to make mistakes.
Yeah. I heard a lot of... one of the dudes in a band, he spends his money on video games. He has a whole case and everything, just like I think his Xbox, whatever. And every time he travels, he hooks it up, gets online, plays with his son. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. That's his play money, right?
Right, right.
But that's a whole different level, though. That's like just, you know, this is rock band guy, yeah.
And, you know, there's Balangis that say the phrase, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's where play money does kind of set an example in that. But I also believe that people take it to the extreme when they play too much.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's
play money.
Yeah, but if you have a budget... That's you have to stay within your means.
You're financially educated. Yes. Then you get it. Yeah. Then you know what play money is.
Right.
You know, play money is play money. It's not rent money.
Right.
Play money is after taxes.
Right.
Play money is after taxes.
After you pay yourself first.
After your expenses. After you pay yourself first.
Gotta get that
first.
ROI.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
After all that, then it's play money.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Then it's good. So, you know.
And you can choose. You don't have to play with it. You can choose to just hold on to it and build it, and that play money will get bigger. And
absolutely.
You can use it for something better.
Hopefully in the future.
But that's financial education so far.
Okay. So, to DJ OMG over here. What's your name, though? That you want to use on here. It's a special guest right here. I say DJ OMG because one of my side hustles is DJing. If you're from the Northwest, I just do a lot of family functions, family gigs. Nothing big, nothing flashy. I just like to, you know, do little family things. Birthday parties, weddings, graduations. And I go by the name of DJ Hen. And then when DJ OMG came along, I said because when I set up my system, I just put it out there. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you know, I tell my nephews and nieces, if whoever wants to, you know, learn how this side hustle, you know, being a DJ, if you really want it, you know. And I had a couple of them jump on, but when this guy jumped on, he was just, I could tell the passion. I just sat back. I was like, wow. It was at one of our house parties. At home, meaning a home party, family function, and I had my DJ stuff set up.
He has an ear for
and
music.
And then I said, DJ OMG. I'm not saying his name because I don't know what name he wants to go by, so I'm just saying DJ OMG because, you know, he hopped on, and then I was like, yeah, this boy good. And you play some good music.
Oh, man.
You got an old soul.
He's playing dad's old song.
That's what I'm saying. You playing your
that's why.
You playing your mom, your dad's,
your mom.
Cuts.
Well, if it was your mom, it'd be the Jets. And
yeah, shout out to the Jets.
Right.
Sure. Got a crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what?
I grew up under your mom, I know.
Yo, shout out to the Jets.
The
first Polynesian Pacific Islander group, singing group on, I thought, any platform to hit the charts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mainstream.
And then came Booyah Tribe. Shout out to the Booyah Tribe.
The Twisted
Devolves.
Right.
Yeah. I went to church with them.
Did you?
Back in Carson. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was just a youngster. They probably know my older siblings, but I was a youngster, you know. But I remember them, though.
Their hair was long then, too, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I was young. I was probably like four or five, somewhere around there. But, man, yeah. Shout out to the Booyah Tribe because they put they put the Samoan name on the map. Everywhere you go, even in 2019, people still say "Booyah." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep.
And so, you know,
shout out.
Big Usos down there in Carson, man. Love y'all, man. I love y'all. Love y'all what you did for the Samoan community, putting us out there. You know, just big shout out to them, man, to the DeVoe family, man. And rest in peace, too, to one of the Usos, man. I forgot which one of the Usos passed away.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. It was, I think it was Godfather.
Yeah, it was Godfather.
Was it Godfather? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, my older siblings, they know all of them. You know, one of them's actually, you know, married into, you know, one of the family members that's related to them. I ain't gonna say no names, but, you know, because, you know, we talked about that. We keep our family tight. We love our family. But big shout out to the DeVos and everybody down there. Man, because I love music. Music's my heart. It's my passion. When I seen the Booyah Tribe, man, I was just like, Ray, everybody on the dance floor. That's old school, you know. Ray, who? And I was a youngster too when I heard that. I looked at my older brothers and cousins dancing to them, and I was like, and at that time, that was in the, when we were living in the Bay Area. But to have the, hey, shout out to the Booyah Tribe. If, you know, if we can have y'all on the podcast, talk about finances.
Be dope.
About, you know, the music industry and you know, how it is to, you know, to deal with financials at that level. Yeah, if you're one of the two listeners, you're welcome anytime you come to the Pacific Northwest, man. You know, you stop by, you can sit on our table, have some coffee with us. Right? Everybody has a coffee. This coffee is good.
Sweet coffee.
That's good. You guys don't know what it really in these cups, but Happy Father's Day again. That's best.
Oh, Happy Father's Day.
Oh, Ishmael, I get the coffee.
Did we figure out the name that we wanted to be referred to?
Oh, so yeah, go back to a DJ OMG, my prodigy coming up. He's coming up in the world. But yeah.
OMG's fine.
OMG?
Yep. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking me under your wing. I know it was kind of difficult given the circumstances of Scenic Hill. That's where I'm located at. But yeah, I appreciate the time that you invested in me.
Yeah,
it really took a lot.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problems. You know why? Because you have the ear for music. You know, not too many people have the ear for music.
It's true.
You know, so there's a talent out there. You know, it's a talent. You know, use it to your abilities. This podcast, Growing Samoan Podcast, is because God has given me a talent. This voice I have, right here. Shoo doo doo doo. So, you know. Hey, every time. Like, no, I was like, I was going to go on Stitcher and do voiceovers.
Somebody get their dad.
For a side hustle.
Try,
you know.
Try.
But boys. Everybody kept saying, When I MC like a DJ gig, they, oh my gosh, oh, you sound like a professional DJ, like a radio,
like the one in
the radio broadcasters, you know,
we're with the anime dubs.
So going back to my point was, I feel that, and I hear this a lot in the podcast space. By the podcasts I listen to are mostly personal development, motivational, financial independence.
Go get it.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts I listen to. And anything I get interested into. And a lot of them say, you know, especially in the financial world, financial independence world, they it's a lot about emotions and also about how you have a God. Every one of us, excuse me, every single one of us has a God-given talent. So whatever your God-given talent is, you try to push more to that. And because everybody's different, we all have our own talents, our special talents. You know, you have a good ear for music, you know, so do I. Some people don't. So we play music.
Right, right.
Because we're good at that, you know. Some people have a talent with their hands, being mechanics, and they love it. They're great with that. You know, I'm a bad mechanic. My hands too big, fingers too big. Still, you know. But anything, whether it's cooking, you know, being a businessman, owning a shop, cleaning, you know, being a house mom, you know, whatever it may be, being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, mm-hmm. you know, being a social worker, doctor, lawyer, you know, a student, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. teacher, right?
Very much.
So, a Makai, right? Because there's some good ones, mm-hmm. and there's some...
not so good ones.
Everybody has their talent. Yeah, everybody has their own talent.
Yeah.
So my talent is to try and... I love finances, though. I love music. Mm-hmm. But I love talking about finances because, like, I don't know why. It's just like, I just get it, you know? And I love trying to talk to people about it to help. So I said, what more better way than to start a podcast? Because that's all I do now. I listen to other podcasts and I love it, but I can't relate in a personal, on a personal level, culturally. So I said, you know what? I think I should do something for our people, right? And I've asked around, and you know, the feedback I was getting, just like, you know, what we talked about, right? Mm-hmm. And what other people I asked, and they said, damn, yo, him, we need that, right? Mm. And to me, it's like, yeah, fool, I know that. That's why I'm going to do it. We need, well, no, but on the real, it's like, yeah, we do need that. We need that. I've been struggling my whole life, you know, real talk. Like, And I'm pretty sure it's similar to the majority of Samoans out there. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you're born on a rock, you're still living over there. Or if you're born out here, raised out here. I think it's still the same. We can relate on that level. Like, I was thinking the other day. Right? They know little about us here on the mainland. But yeah, we know little about what goes on there. And there's like a little, you know, miscommunication when it comes to finances, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like a gap.
Yeah, it's a big gap, man. But that was just another, you know, thing I was thinking about. But, so where's I going with this?
We were still waiting for OMG's financial education meeting.
So, yeah. Here we go.
and yours too.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. No problem. No problem.
You know me. Jumping around subjects for quite a while.
Yeah, stop me when you can, if you can.
He was going deep. Right, very right. Deep.
Go ahead.
It's like poetry. Whenever Henry's just yes. on the flow, it's like, you know, when he's mixing this stuff.
It's like DJ that spoken Endo, word. You don't want it to end.
It's that spoken right. word that you'll never get to hear.
Just don't give my
again.
Husband a blunt, because then he'll be rapping and flowing.
My definition of
hold up. A pause. What? I don't smoke.
I know that. I said just don't give him one.
I don't smoke. I don't smoke no more because I love my job.
What is weed?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I have no idea.
Right. Different gen nowadays.
Yeah. What financial education is to me is my brother Paulo, he put it perfectly in a perfect way. The basic necessities of saving and also spending. I believe he taught me it's not about how much you save, it's about how much you spend. Or it could be the other way. I may be wrong. But I'm not too bright in the finance world, and he advised me on it that it's very important, very critical mm-hmm. in our committee, because, you know, yeah. a lot of Samoans, families, you know, everybody, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that not a lot of people can think of, but it happens in all ethnicity. The idea of becoming like a unit when it comes to helping each other out, and the biggest problem in the world is money. Mm-hmm. That's financial education is basically just budgeting, just saying yeah. to me.
In our Samoan world, yeah.
Yeah.
Chupe.
Henry has a saying too. That saying is
that's the same.
Follows. It's not how much you make.
Yeah.
It's how much you spend.
Yeah. I heard that quote from a little old lady, man, on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Little old lady. I think she said something about her grandma told her that quote. Her grandma was wealthy, but she was very frugal. Frugal means like you know, you can save money.
Mm-hmm. Cheap.
Cheap is a disgusting word. I hate that word.
It is another cheap similar bastards. Word to per se.
But no, yeah. Nah, because I never, like, frugal. Oh, remember that term I came up with, babe?
Frugal fabulous.
Frugal fabulous.
That's like nice.
It. You like that? Hey.
It could be trendy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it trendy, y'all. Yeah. It's not ghetto fabulous. It's frugal fabulous.
Hashtag frugal fabulous.
Hashtag frugal fabulous.
Hashtag growing Samoans.
Growing mm-hmm. Samoans. Mm-hmm.
Frugalicious.
Oh, dear.
But, wow. Hey, but in order to reach that mountaintop, you got to be frugal.
Yep,
you got to exactly. be. And in order to be cool with it, you just say, hey, I'm frugal fabulous.
Frugal fabulous.
I love Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's our spot. Mm-hmm. I never thought it would be my spot, but. When I'm getting offu for only 50 cents.
And it fits.
And it fits. And it's, you know. Come on now. The reason why is because when you have financial education, number one, and then when you have number two, a goal, and you number three, you have a path to reach that goal.
True.
You have to be frugal in the financial independence world. So financial freedom is my goal, our goal, right, hon?
Mm-hmm.
Because I love that word, financial freedom, right? The story behind that, we'll probably say for another podcast, but I'm going to try to explain it. Financial freedom, for those two listeners that don't, they're like, what the hell are you talking about, Oos? What's that? I'm going to just explain it as simple as I can. Freedom from finances.
Mic drop.
That means
wanting to be financially free.
Yeah, that means that you don't have to worry about bills. Yeah. You ain't got to worry about your
you
rent,
have bills,
your mortgage.
But well, you don't yeah, have well, to stress yeah. about it.
You anymore. Have bills, mm-hmm. but you don't have to worry about paying for it because you have what is called investments, which we'll talk about and try to help our two listeners understand by investments that can pay those for you.
Mm-hmm.
On a monthly basis. So, for instance, let's just say you have monthly expenses, you know, food cost, house cost, whatever, other expenses, bills, and everything. And it's like 2,000, right? So 2 G's that you got to come up at the end of the month, every month. Once your investments, which we'll talk about later, about mm-hmm. investments. Once your investments, you know, start working for you, making money for you, then those investments every month will amount to $2,000. And you don't have to do nothing about it. It just works itself. And then that's financial freedom. Mm-hmm. You just let the investments pay for your lifestyle. And then you can spend your time with whatever you want to do. Or whatever you want to be doing, and saying goodbye to the 9 to 5.
And that's basically what an asset is. Mm-hmm. Is something yes. that provides residual income on a monthly basis.
Assets, residual income.
Passive.
That's
income.
Passive income. Mm-hmm. Those are all terms that are involved with investments.
Mm-hmm.
So investments is something that I had to learn, educate myself about. Financial education is how I learned about investing. Investments. How? By reading. Mm-hmm. Reading books. But I don't read books.
He listens to audiobooks, so don't. So when he says read, he doesn't read.
I don't
read.
Like books, man. I hate books.
Yeah, I'm the reader. He likes audiobooks.
Balance.
I don't like books. Yeah. I can't read. strengths and weaknesses, God-given talents. I can't read, but you can read.
Like, I love to read.
Like, my wife, she's a speed reader. We used to go to the library, she'll get like 10 books. The next day, she'll go return those in because she just read them all. Damn. And get another 10. And I'm like, and I remember sitting and looking, she's like, flip, flip, flip.
But I retain. Yeah. That's the key. Mm-hmm.
But, and for those of you,
I can tell you what that book was about.
It's hard for me to retain.
But, talent, strengths and weaknesses. You can read, right? I like listening, mm-hmm. audio. That's why we're doing both for the podcast, you know. We got the podcast, which you can find on, you know, all, it's going to be aired on all the major podcast systems. And then you have our video on YouTube, you know, for people who want to just chill and just, you know, and like, and get into that, you know. That can read lips. Can you read my lip? Read lip. Can you read lip on the video? Whoa. So, yeah, you got to watch the video to understand what just happened. Gainey, you just made the face. Do that face again?
With one lip up and one lip down.
You did. Is that a Fortnite face?
Yeah, it was something that that came up.
OMG face.
OMG. Went wrong.
OMG.
I didn't get my life.
Yeah, Growing Samoan podcast, man. It's just, it's been a dream, you know, a recent dream in the works. And I finally was like, you came up.
Paulo's here.
He came up on a surprise. And I said, okay, let's do this. Right? Let's do this. So the title of this episode is Take Action. Right? Take did action. We say that before?
We did.
We told the listeners, right? To all our growing Samoan listeners, take action.
First podcast.
Take action. I learned a lot about that term from another podcast I listened to, which is called Bigger Pockets podcast. It's a real estate podcast, and the dudes on there, they preach a lot about you got to take action. Mm-hmm. You can do so much research, but when it's time to really buy a rental property. Which is, you know, real estate terms. There's nothing you can do but take action. You just got to do it.
You got to execute.
You got to do it, yeah.
Never known to chart.
There's another term that they use when they overanalyze. Because mm-hmm. you keep, like this podcast, I could have went on for another 6 months overanalyzing. Well, how can I do this right? I got to get a studio. I got to make sure I get the right equipment. Man, I hopped on Amazon and got the cheapest shit that I could buy.
It looks high quality, too.
And you know, it's like, because I'm frugal fabulous like that, right, baby?
Yes, honey, yes, you are.
Hashtag.
And then, the fuck was I going to say? She got to love me now. And then,
this is why he has us here, to keep him on track.
Yeah.
You were saying that you went on Amazon and ordered the cheapest stuff that you could find. Or cheapest
taking action. Taking action.
Yeah, you got to.
Oh, overanalyze it.
Yeah.
So I could have overanalyzed it.
Right. He could have been like, honey, I may need this. Honey, I would. What do you think about
like,
this?
Like, oh, I've got to get a studio.
My husband
a nice
is very undecided sometimes.
Backdrop. Green screen.
And that is facts.
Green screen, all of that.
Sometimes you got to keep it Nike, you know?
Yeah.
Just do
keep
it.
Keep it simple.
That's what I did. Just do it. Take action. Mm-hmm. You know, all this here, we're sitting on our dinner table. This thing right here, we got this from Goodwill. I got it for like a couple bucks. It glows up, but it's too bright, so we just kept it off. And then the words, were those words missing, so I got a marker with some paper, and I just drew that in myself.
That ain't Polynesian. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And that's what I call frugal fabulous, ladies and gentlemen.
Hashtag.
Frugal fabulous.
We're going to have a jingle for that next time.
You can see our feet on the video.
Look at it.
Slip gang.
Did you see my bare feet? This how the homies roll back home and on the rock.
Right. You know, I don't think you and Bolo have any shoes on. Only me and Gainey have our Nike. Just do it.
Which she got a very great deal off of by being frugal fabulous.
Right.
So what was that deal?
Kohl's.
Yeah.
Kohl's.
Oh, nice.
I got all of the all of my younger boys' slides except for a couple. And Henry. No, Henry got his own slides.
No, I don't like... Well, the slides is just mean slippers, right?
The slides. That these are on. Slides, yeah.
I like the squeeze ones. Not the squeeze ones, the soft ones.
The foam?
No, it's the kind that it's just soft on your feet. Well, I forgot what they call it. But
you're not talking about Crocs, are you?
No. They're Nike slippers. They just about have the cushion. One that has the Velcro. On the bottom. No, they just have cushion on the bottom.
Yeah, the foam. But that's Velcro memory foam.
Memory foam.
Yeah.
But there's a name for it. I just forgot what the name is.
Soft sole?
Yeah.
Or just something foam? Like that.
Maybe yeah, so. And it's just Gares. Foam. It's memory foam.
Gares. Oy. It just feel good on my feet. If I could wear two pillows to everywhere to go to the store, I wear two pillows with some duct tape. We're like, shh.
You gotta watch Skyscraper for that.
See, now that's cheap. That ain't Frugal Fabulous. That's just being cheap.
Shout out to the cheap people out there. We know shout the struggle.
Shout out to the cheap people out there. I love you guys. You know, you got to retract anything that I hurt the cheap people community.
They stopped listening.
You just lost the listener.
I just lost half a listener. I still got one and a half.
You got a dislike.
Right. You're going to get a thumbs down now, honey.
Yeah, but shout out. Big shout out to our two listeners.
Thank you for staying on this long.
Right.
If you guys want, you know, to, like, something to ask us about on our next episode, go ahead and leave a comment. You know, we're just gonna do the comments for now. I'll probably set up an email, and or if leave an email if I have an email up. We'll see. I don't have an email right now, but
I don't think we have anything. Yeah. This is our test run, and it's
just the video, right?
It's, yeah,
and the audio,
and pretty
the,
damn good. Yeah.
So and then far. I yeah. gotta throw it. Up.
And we're supposed to be doing this like at least 1 hour, but you know, it's the
nah,
first
we
one.
We almost there. It's we're at 46 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the reason why, because a lot of podcasts, they go for about an hour.
Yeah.
Some go for like 30 minutes, 15. It's all up to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on our subject. But since this is our first take action.
Yeah.
This is not bad.
It's not bad at all.
I like the casi ikula. That means 1 hour. Mm-hmm. It fits. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because.
We're going to have an agenda.
Agenda? Do we? Are we?
Criteria. About what we're going
to. Itinerary of what we're about to have.
We can have an agenda. Yeah, of course.
Just kind
of
what we're going to speak about. Like, the tomorrow we're going to say your basic steps to learning about financial education. Where we can go. Mm-hmm. What websites.
Yeah.
Who do we go to.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, if you have an agenda.
Or not only that, agenda to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you guys want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, if they have questions.
If you can relate, if you have questions about anything financially related,
yeah.
Or in life general, if we could talk about it. Or if you want to be a guest. Yeah? If you want to be a guest on this podcast.
More than happy.
Hey, hit us up. If you're in the Seattle area, Tacoma area, that's the Pacific Northwest, or state of Washington, you can sit on this table. Would you like to sit on this table with us? Mm-hmm. You know, you're more than welcome, you know, because we want to hear all stories, you know. All stories. I don't care, man. I just want to hear stories about real, real deal, real life people in the world. Whether you're just a normal person, Joe, average Joe, or if you're a multimillionaire, you know, fame, fortune, or if you just, you know, working down the street, you know. It don't matter to me. This is for our people. Growing Samoans, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how we grew, how we've been, you know, we all grew up as Samoans, and mainly here in the U.S. You know, I can't speak for our family back home on the islands, because I've never been on the islands. I was born in Hawaii, and at the age of one, I moved to the mainland with my family. Mm-hmm. My beautiful wife, she was born there. These two young, fine-looking gentlemen have been at the Rock, you know. But I have it, man. I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
You're so American.
Forgive me, please. It's in my blood. I was still born in Hawaii. us. Does that count? It's close.
Halfway.
It's not. It's too north of the equator. Shout out to all my Hawaiians out there. Mahalo, mahalo.
Shaka, bro.
You know, I love the Hawaiian people.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo and aloha, it means...
Mahalo is kind of like goodbye. Aloha, mahalo, oh, nuloa.
Okay, I should ask Auntie then. I love you, Auntie. You know. I don't want to say Auntie's name, but she's Hawaiian, you know. And my cousins, you know, I love them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have them on the podcast too because they played a big role in making this happen. Big, big, big role. My wife knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
And soon I'm going to reach out and that's going to happen. It's going to happen. But, yeah, you know. Born in Hawaii. Shout out to all the Hawaii. You know a lot of Hawaiians?
Not too many.
I have had a few Hawaiians, and you know, they real, you know, humble people. Yeah. You know?
I mean, your cousin's married to one. And
oh yeah! Shout out to my awesome. Cousins. As well. I can't she's say awesome. Their names either.
Yeah, that's why I said your cousin names, is married to.
Yeah,
one.
Her family is so. Yeah, so
she's
good.
Awesome.
Good people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Hawaiians, all the Polynesians out there, Marshallese, Micronesians.
Yeah, we have a huge community of them up here.
Palauans.
Yeah, Palauans.
Palauans. Hey, yo, Palauans can dance.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife this story, you know, because, you know, every time you see a Uso, you know, oh, he is security, right?
Bouncer.
So yeah,
bouncer.
I was a security. I was a bouncer, you know. I did a couple of, you know, jobs mm-hmm. back in my younger taste. But we did my boy came up to me, he's like, hey man, you wanna make some money, you know, bouncing for the Palawan festival? I was like, yeah. Yo, they dance. Their music is good. It's good. It's different from our you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's good. It's, yeah. Yo, it's like island reggaeton. Time.
Yeah.
Like Polynesian reggaeton. Yeah.
Keeps everybody jumping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were not, I remember. Yeah. We went.
You went to the big one.
I went to the big one.
The first one I bounced at. It was in a little small, you know, center. But they was all packed in there. And they're a little shorter, you know, they're shorter, yeah. you know.
And nobody's ashamed. Everybody's but having just, a great time.
Once the band hits.
They all
everybody runs to the dance
yes.
floor. Yes, everybody, and they just
you know,
dance.
Unfortunately for us Samoans, yeah. you know, we all kind of just sit there until slowly it starts filled in. You kind of make your way.
It's just mucking up.
Yeah,
it's just all, I don't know. It's just our culture. But the Palauans, man, shout out. Then we did the big,
one.
We security for them, and the big one was at a big old Red Lion Hotel.
Double Tree.
The venue was it?
SeaTac.
Yeah, SeaTac.
SeaTac is Seattle Tacoma, which is like where the airport's at.
Thousands of Palauans. That's probably like.
It was a big. They had one of the smaller ballrooms, yeah, which is still pretty.
But it was
huge.
Packed. Really?
But it was packed.
Packed.
It was.
And the same thing. What's the band
and they're,
on?
And they're pretty short.
They just run up
like,
to
the
dance floor.
They're like. My sister's like,
good time. Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, and they're just.
I just love
all
it.
All they're doing is just like just so many just jumping, just dancing.
I love it. I just like.
But their vibe. It's the vibe in the room that changes. It makes it. There's no formalities. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I don't know. Oh, well, formalities and all that stuff. I don't know about any of that in their culture. But
no, but I mean that the vibe. They love. Their energy is all about
no
fun
shame,
and having
rules.
A good time. Yeah. Having a good time. Nobody's ashamed of nothing. They're just there having a good time.
You repping for the Polynesian community. Yeah.
Footloose ruined the Samoan community.
Yeah, like
for those of you are old enough to know Footloose.
Yeah.
And Old Town Road.
It's like, I don't know why, man. It's like, I think I know why. In our culture, the Samoan community, we're more of a respectful community. It's all about respect for Alo. So it's kind of like,
we have restrictions.
I don't, you know, want to go up there and dance because I might be disrespecting my family if other people are looking at me. I know, so you know, I think that's why. You know, but that's why they get, you know, they get hyphy and crunk at the bars instead. But when you're at a function, Samoan function, it's more of respect. You know, we gotta be respectful for our, you know, our family name and you right? I think that's why. I don't know. And then you gotta wait for the 5 hours and everybody to leave.
Yeah.
And then the drinks start kicking in, and yeah, that's when it starts getting, you know, hey. Then you know, but then it's just a handful.
Or you're just
every
ma.
Function. I really? Go, I do. It's like
that's kind of what it is.
What?
Or you're just ma.
Yeah, they just ma.
You're just ma.
But why are they ma? Why are they shame? Well, what are you shame for?
Maybe it's pride.
Pride. There it is. There it is. Thanks, son. You gotta use it, keep it for your iPad. I have another one. I love you. I love you. Okay, get away, man. We're almost done with our podcast.
Go ask your brother, sweetheart. Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna make a podcast for you too.
Next get time, say hi.
Love you. Okay, bye. Big shout out to our son right there. Gopo. Love that guy. Yeah. So, Palauans love to dance. Samoans have too much pride. Yeah. I love all my Samoan people out there. Just, you know, nothing against anybody. But, you know, I think that's all it is, right? You know? And that pride is also the reason why we don't talk about finances.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, how do you like that? A segue.
Bringing it full circle.
How do you like that?
Full circle.
Booyah. How do you like that segue? Booyah.
I like that.
Booyah.
Right.
Coming at you.
Right.
Your mama, your daddy.
Nah, but yeah, that pride too has a lot to do with finances mm-hmm. in the Samoan household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Real talk, you know. But yeah, it's like, it needs to be out there now.
Yeah.
It's out there right now. Ain't no holding back. It started right now. First episode right now, you know. And hopefully it just continues to grow and grow.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Malu.
Yeah.
First of many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you explain your financial education already?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Oh, what was yours?
Huh?
What was yours?
My definition?
Yeah.
Let's see. So my definition of financial education is basically not what people think. Like, I could go to get a financial course in college and,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't think there's a lot like that. And if there are, they don't teach you what you're supposed to be taught in real life. Financial education to me is what the schools don't teach you. Right.
Of course.
Why doesn't the schools teach us about credit? Mm-hmm. Why don't they teach you about, you know, bills, student loans? How much is your interest going to be, you know, for paying back your student loans? The penalties in a depth. They'll just give you the quick, oh, if you want to go to college, this and that, you know, you can have some financial aid, blah, 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 blah. Nah, fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want financial aid to go to college, you better take this 6-month course to understand what you're getting into, because financial debt is a killer. I mean, student loan debt is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the whole damn, you know, country, especially for our Samoan community. You know?
Right.
I love it that we are so smart. Our young people are getting educated, going to college. I love that. Because, like, when my uncle preaches, you know, I love what he says, because it's true. You go after high school, congratulations to the graduates. Now it's your turn to go to college to get a degree. Because when you get a degree, you get a high-paying salary. And a high-paying salary makes it easier for you and your family and for your parents. Because your parents don't have to work, right? But when you do get a, you know, go to college, there's student debt involved, you know? And that's the shit that I'm talking about. It should be like, they need to educate the children. You young, 18, 17, graduating high school.
Right.
And you throwing this fucking you know, all this, like, you know, how much you can get a loan for? 20 G's, 30 G's, 50 G's? You just going to throw it on a 17-year-old, 18-year-old who doesn't even have a bank account? Mm. You know, it's like, teach them. Teach them first. Financially educate them by 6 months or something like that, so they understand the depths of what they're going to have to do in college to get prepared to get a good paying degree, I mean salary paying job after college.
Oh yeah,
that can wipe out that debt, and then they can really enjoy life by helping out their family. You know, that's just a part of like financial education to me, why the schools don't teach it in school. Mm. And I have my own theory about it, but it's because, you know, the schools are run by the government. I got nothing wrong against the government. I love the government, you know, the United States of America, but they don't care about you. They don't care about me. You know what I'm saying? They care about the government, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so it's like, you got to care about yourself. You got to worry about yourself, you know. Take care of yourself. You know, how can you do that? By educating yourself. You know, financial education, why they don't teach that in schools? Hey, why don't they teach that at home? Our parents, mm-hmm. You know, how, that's, to me, it's like, because they went to the same schools that we went to. So financial education is like, to me, is like, yeah, pretty much being educated in all things finances. But who's going to teach you that? Nobody. Yourself. That's who's going to teach you. Nobody going to teach you it. The schools ain't going to teach you it. Your mom and your dad ain't going to teach you it, unless they, you know, have taught themselves. But you just got to learn it, you know, yourself, you know. And, you know, one saying I love, saying, I heard it from, this is another quote from another a cat that was on a podcast. He said, because they asked these questions like at the end. So what is your, like, what would you tell people who are just joining the financial independence space? What's your advice to them? And he said, well, you know, I always tell them that the more you know about your money, the more you know about your finances, the easier your life will be. You know, and the less you know about your money, the less you know about finances, the harder your life is going to be. It's as simple as that. So to me, that's my definition of financial education. The more you educate yourself in finances, and trust me, people out there listening, you know, nobody's going to teach you. The schools won't teach you. Your parents won't teach you. You got to teach yourself. You know, the more you understand about finances, money, the more your life will be easier. We're living proof. Right, babe? Yeah. We're living proof. And it took me at the older age to get financially educated. And you know what? I ain't got no shame in my game. You know? Age ain't nothing but a number. To all my peoples out there who are older, you know, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you still can get 70s. You still can get financially educated. It don't matter, because it'll still help you.
Oh, yeah.
It'll still help you, no matter where you're at in life. And if you're young and you're listening to this podcast, man, sky's the limit, y'all. Mm-hmm. Sky's the limit. You got, you know, anything's
possible.
But maturity's gotta kick in first. That tipping point, right? It's that tipping point. Because I was there, I was young. I just wanna have fun, you know. It's just that tipping point, you know, that maturity level. Everybody's different. God has our own paths, you know, for us to, you know, to follow and or whatever for us. Financial education, yeah, man. That's my definition. I can go on and on about it, but in a nutshell, yeah. Educate yourself, because ain't nobody gonna educate yourself about it. And the more you do, the easier your life will be, you know.
Well said.
Yeah. Am I a preacher? Is it too much?
Just a vessel from God.
Are you guys, no, I'm saying, like, you look like you guys are sleeping during the launga and stuff. It's like,
when do we jump in?
No, jump in anytime you want. What fucking shit?
You went past the moon this time.
No, I'm just, I get excited about this. That's true. It's my passion.
I'm glad.
You know, I'm glad you guys came through. Happy Father's Day, Happy man. Father's to Day. Yes. To hey, rest in peace, all the dads up in heaven right now that continue to look down over us. You know, your father as well as mine. You know, and all of our ancestors before them. You know, big shout outs to my dad was a major part of me and finances. I love my dad to death. I love him till the day I die. Always, every day I pray for, you know, for my family, for all my friends, relatives, everybody. And I also, I say a prayer, I say, and mom and dad, you know, and everybody in heaven, all my ancestors, thank you for continuing to watch over us, and thank you for the things that you taught us when you were here on earth. So shout out to fathers, you know, around the world.
And, you know, Happy Father's Day to you too.
And thank you.
Father's Day begin.
Thank you. So, any other questions?
You guys have anything?
I don't know. I just need another. Do we need to fill up our coffee? I think my coffee's.
I believe our refill's been overdue. Mm. Yeah. For quite some time. This podcast
first episode.
Very, very interesting.
Now, to add on, there's a lot of good literature out there that people can, you know, if they want to help themselves finance or get more financial education. There's several good authors out there, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, Darren Hardy, talking about the compound effect, Napoleon Hill, very much a good source, you know, a well of knowledge. A lot of people talk about Dale Carnegie is definitely another. Dale Carnegie was actually a disciple of Napoleon Hill.
Oh.
So there's a trickle of information.
And these are all authors and books.
Very much so, yes. Yeah. And there's definitely a lot of ways that people can self-teach themselves. But one of the best things that I could say is, you know, it's better to ask than to look for yourself. You know, it just saves a lot of time and heartache if you just ask someone that has those results. Mm. And then to, you know, be prideful and not ask for that help at all. So.
Oh, yo.
Yes.
Keep going.
Did we go a little over?
No. Hey, yo. Keep going. I love it. We're at an hour and 17 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did pretty good. We did pretty good. But no, that's really all that, you know, if anybody's out there that they want to get a leg up on that, they can look up. These are worldwide names.
Yeah.
They can.
Hey, so what I'm going to do is those books and authors, we're going to write them down, and we're going to put that on the show notes of this podcast episode. All
right.
So all our listeners, the two listeners who, you know, that want to read up on those books that Paulo has just spit out, the authors and the books, it'll be at the bottom of the show notes. And I agree with you. Literature, reading will get you there. The information, that's how it got me here. Straight up, real talk. And I will get that into that in another episode. I thank you guys so much. I love you guys for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I love you too.
I thank you for being there every day of my life and making this podcast possible.
We surely.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you guys still here? Motherfuckers all being nosy.
We're on our way out.
Shit. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to our first episode of the Growing Samoan Podcast. Hopefully you can tune into the next episode. And if you like this episode, please go to iTunes and rate, comment, and subscribe. And
please
give us a good rating. The more people that can rate our podcast and the more people that can subscribe,
yes, yes,
the higher the awareness of financial education in the Samoan and also Pacific Islander community, it can grow. You know, the bigger the podcast, the bigger, you know, the awareness is for our peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Ja! You
know? Yes, sir.
So thank you once again for tuning in. I love you guys.
Love
and
you.
Thank you. Thank you for, you know, being a part of the first episode.
Thank you.
And hopefully we can have you guys back again.
Very soon.
And, you know, before we end, when I started getting financially educated, I told Tala, my wife, I said, we're going to go to Saturday school where we're going to learn about finances.
Mm-hmm. We did.
You know? And I called it credit school because that's the first thing we're working on is credit.
We took our backpacks.
And that's what we're going to talk about, credit. On like and the next episode, maybe, right?
And we researched credit and what we needed to do.
And it's
so cool.
And this is what I said, so though. Cool. Come to credit school.
Oh, yeah.
Come to credit school. Every Saturday morning, come to credit school. All right, motherfuckers, we out this bitch. Dude. Yeah. Yeah, this is an adult podcast. So just, you know, for our peoples out there, we love you guys. But, you know, we don't expect kids to be listening and tuning into about finances. But for you adults, young adults, yeah. This is for you. We love you guys. Tune in to the next episode.
We need an out jingle.
Out jingle? I'll make an out jingle. Oh, don't worry about it now. I'll just cut it off later. There's out jingles and everything like on it. Before we go, let's say goodbye to the camera. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Welcome to the gun show.
Where you get your tickets.
I'm all like.
All right. 12-5, 24. See you guys next time. Peace out.
Peace.